Exercise 2B, page 70. Listen, and for questions 1 to 5, decide whether the opinions are expressed by Catherine, Donald, or whether both speakers agree. Write B if both speakers agree, C for Catherine, D for Donald.
So, how's the studying going, Donald? You ready for your exams?
Not even close. I don't know how we're expected to remember all this information. I can't keep any of it straight in my head. I mean, whoever thought that forcing teenagers to regurgitate information like that to show what they'd learnt needs their head examined? We won't be stuck in a silent room with no access to books or the internet in the real world. And isn't school supposed to be preparing us for life after our studies?
You've got a point. I don't think it's the best way to gauge how well you know a subject, but unfortunately, that's the way it is.
Yeah, but some people are just no good in exams, no matter how well they know the subject. They could be a genius in the classroom, but fail completely just because they can't handle exams.
I think you're going a bit overboard on that.
No, I'm not, and I'm afraid I might be one of those people.
Whether you are or not, sounds to me like you need to take a break. You know, a proper period of rest between study sessions is just as important as the studying itself. Something about your mind needing the time to store the information properly so you won't forget it. If you're burning the candle at both ends, that might explain why you're having difficulties. Why don't you put down the books and we go get something to eat?
I don't have time to eat.
Then you have to make time. If you don't eat, your brain won't have the fuel it needs to work. It's not just your body that needs energy.
I'll grab a snack.
No, you need real food. Your brain won't function properly if you just feed it junk food. I read that a bad diet can have a detrimental effect on how your mind works. So, let's go make some wholesome food, and then we can go out for a walk.
Okay, now you're having a laugh. I definitely don't have time for a walk.
Come on. It'll clear your mind, and the exercise will do you good. Look, I've been reading up on things that can help while you're studying, and exercise not only energizes you, but it can help with the stress, and if you're really not good in exams, you need to de-stress. We can hit the books together when we come back. How about that?
Well, I guess you're not going to leave me alone till I agree.